lion will lie down with the lamb.
I greet you in that name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, Jesus Christ, is Lord. And I greet you amidst all that takes place in this world. I greet you amidst all of the distractions of this world and this life. And a little bit under the weather, so please bear with me as I'm kind of recovering from a bit of a cold. There's always some distractions that come up whenever we get into the Word and the truth. And at this point, I just take the spots where we get them, where we get the chance to connect, where we get the chance to share the Word. And we're grateful. We're grateful that God called us according to His plan and purpose, that He called us by name, and that He's given us a reason and a hope and a future. And in Him, we live, we move, we have our being. In Him, we seek that which was lost, because He directs us to do that. And in Him, we have life eternal. So we're living in the middle of an amazing thing right now. We're living in the middle of so much coming to the surface, so much being revealed, and God's perfect plan and purpose being made known and manifest. We're living in the middle of just things that we never thought, never anticipated, now becoming coming to the surface. Stuff that, we knew was wrong, that needed to be addressed, but now it's being revealed. And the revealing, the unveiling, the apocalypse, if you would, the end result of that is, it's part and parcel of God's kingdom coming and His will being done. We've been praying that. That's what Jesus taught us to pray. Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. So, yeah, here you go. Things being revealed, things being exposed, things being seen for what they are, people being seen for what they are. It's funny, because things that people got away with a few years ago, today they don't. Things that people thought that, nobody knew, today they do. And that reality is a scary one for those that would live in the dark and in the darkness, because for them, they thrive in the darkness. They thrive in anonymity. They thrive in nobody knowing who they are, because they don't want the shame that comes with the reality of who they are. They don't want the rejection that comes with even seeing their own reflection in the mirror, knowing the monster that they are. Because when you go the way of the devil, you become a monster. You are transformed into the image and the likeness of that which you follow, of that which you feed from, of that which feeds you. So we're being transformed into the image and the likeness of the living God. The follower of the devil is being transformed into the image and the likeness of a monster. So that's why they need all their extra stuff to try to, put a gloss over it. So they need the makeups and the plastic surgeries and the nips and the tucks and the this and the that and the lighting angles. But what's funny is, even with all of that, when you see, you can still see a monster, even with all of that work. So yeah, we're living in the time of the unveiling. And as things are being revealed, well, for the child of God, you walk in truth and things will be what they are. And you don't got to worry about it. See, when you when you are committed to the truth, then you don't have to remember what you said last. You don't have to remember what things, the truth is always true. So if you're committed to the truth, you have an exceptional memory because the truth doesn't change. The lie changes. And when people have to go the way of the lie, that's always very difficult for them, because they've always got to remember what they said last. But for the person that follows the truth, you just go with God. And when you go when you go with God, the reality is that there's peace, there's fulfillment, there's hope, there's a future, there's direction, and you can sleep at night. Now, sometimes our sleep gets attacked by the enemy. That's a different thing. But you can go to sleep at night knowing that you are on the right track, knowing that you have a clear conscience, knowing that the enmity between that which is apart from God and that which is been taken care of, and now you are one with Him. And so it's an amazing thing. You can be in the worst situation and you can sleep like a baby, because that core issue of our reality and our eternity has been taken care of. So the process of walking this thing out now in and amidst this difficult time is, you know, it's moment to moment, day by day. It's not different than anything that Jesus instructed us in the first place. It's just becoming more and more real, because, you know, it's not different in that He said, look, don't worry about tomorrow, for sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. For some reason, people didn't quite get the reality of that. Today, you've got to just focus on the day, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring at all. You can wake up tomorrow in a totally different world. So you might as well focus on the things of the kingdom at this moment, at this time, doing the things that God has for you to do. Because if you try to go too far ahead, it's not going to work that well. You know, you can't project that far ahead anymore. People, you know, companies that used to make 30-year plans, I mean, those kind of things are laughed at today. A 5-year plan would be pretty darn amazing. Excuse me. Just because things change and shift so much in industries, you know, 18 months, and you got to be adaptable and flexible. So as far as like what is the call for the day and what's the call for the way that we relate, yeah, that you've got to just be moment to moment with Christ. Now, He'll show you some things, but in the process of that too, in all your ways, scriptures back, Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6, in all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct your path. So the whole verse is, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct your path. That's what you want. You want God to direct your path. You don't want to be trying to do these things and cut your way and cut your path here in this life without Him. You can't. There's so many landmines and so many twists and turns in this reality that will shipwreck you. You need the direction of the living God. You have to have it. And if you don't have it, then you're on your own in a world where everybody's losing their minds. All the people that have thought about making good choices for themselves and all of that, you know, the other thing you find out is that the mob and the majority is always wrong. Because the world does that. The world sets people up in the majority to make bad decisions and bad choices so that they can be controlled and enslaved and used. I mean, how many people are debt slaves? How many people ever learned what debt was? You know, recently I there's actually apps that are like debt calculators. And you can put in what the principal is, the number of years, how often you're going to make a payment, And you can get an idea of how expensive your borrowing is going to be. Now, if you've done much stuff in Asia, which currently I'm in South Asia, borrowing is extremely expensive. So if you borrow a lot in these places, you're paying a huge amount in interest. But people do it all the time because they don't know how expensive interest is. And they don't know that it would be much better for them just to save for a year or two or buy something a little bit less and avoid being a debt slave. But nobody teaches them that. Most people go for the loan that's the most they can be approved of by their bank. So, no, it's what does the scripture say? If you cannot afford to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. What else does it say? The borrower is servant to the lender. Okay, so if that's the truth and that's the reality, why is the child of God not taught to be on the right side of interest, on the right side of finance? No, the world, you know, when you go to college in the States, right there, that first week of college, you got guys handing out $600 limit credit cards and a bag of M&Ms if you sign up. Why? Because they just want to get you in. Now, you've got horrible terms, horrible interest, but what does it do? It just gets you on that hook. Because you don't know. My people perish for lack of knowledge. We don't know, and we just go forward, and we trust the way that things are laid out to us. And then by the time we actually understand, we're too deep in a trap. And then people, if God willing, you know, you can try to work your way out of it, but you got to follow Him. Now, what's better is to follow Him from the start and let Him lead and guide you. And when you've got a quickening in your spirit about something, don't ignore that. You know, if it's a person, don't ignore that. If it's a business deal, don't ignore that. If it's an opportunity, don't ignore that. If it's a school, if it's whatever it might be. It could be a place. You just have a weird feeling. Or you've got a great feeling. You know, and God's trying to quicken you to do something. But you got to trust the way that He leads you. And each person, this is down to your individual relationship with Him. You know, so often people want somebody else to do it for them. And that's not how it works. You know, God has called you by name. That means you, the individual, to walk it out with Him. And that's what He wants for you, because He wants a real, living relationship with you. And me, and our brothers and sisters. But it's got to be your walk with Him. And in your walk with Him, and the genuineness of your walk with Him, you're going to recognize other brothers and sisters in Christ, because they're going to have something similar. You're going to recognize the talk of a brother and sister in Christ, because when they speak, it's going to be the same Spirit speaking through them that speaks in you and speaks through you. So keep walking and keep taking the time to enjoy what God has given you. You know, we know in part. You know, we prophesy in part, we know in part, but you move with what you know. You move with as much of God as you know, as much as He's revealed of Himself as you know, and as much of you as you know. God will meet you right there. Something one of my pastors taught me a long time ago, back in Nebraska, old days. So, you know, there's beautiful gifts that God is stirring up inside of His people these days. Discernment, there's power gifts that are going forward right now. I've seen that God's doing fantastic and amazing miracles. And also, I've seen some crazy things in the realms of witchcraft escalating and attacks in the realm of the spirit as well. You know, so you've got to be on point. You know, people that are close to you, they should be people that know and understand these things, so that they can pray with you and pray for you, and that you can pray for them. You got to occasionally close the lines and pray. You know, close the ranks and pray, because the devil is walking around like a hungry lion looking for whom he can devour. So he's looking for that opportunity. Don't give it to him. And when the enemy comes up, you know, and things come towards you, hey, you have weapons of your warfare. Now, let God direct you in how to deal with things. You know, let God direct you in what to do. Because there is, there's some consistency, but then also God is unique. You know, when, I mean, when God would heal people, I mean, sometimes, you know, one blind guy, he tells him to go wash in the pool. You know, another guy, he spits on the ground and makes clay, and, you know, puts it in the eye sockets in his eyes. I mean, you know, there's different ways that he will do and accomplish different things. So, you know, sometimes it's really there's a reason that he does what he does the way he does it. So instead of looking for the method, look for the instructor, look for the teacher, and look for the leading and the guiding of the Spirit. And in that, he'll show you what you need to do in that time. So when it comes to healing, or when it comes to deliverance, or when it comes to prayer, you know, don't look for a method. Look for the leading and the guiding of the Spirit. Now, sometimes God will give you some things, some foundations, but always be open for the flexibility that comes in there as well. Because there's flexible ways that God will have us to deal with things, because this is a unique and organic experience. And we're walking it out. All right. Hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We love you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime real soon.